Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jessica Parkinson, and she is the Director of Discipleship at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Good morning to you, Jessica.
Good morning.
Well, you're bringing Hollywood to Atlantic, a dinner theater. So
yeah.
Let's talk about when, where, and then we'll talk about the story.
All right. So we are putting on Suspect Hollywood. It is April 26th. That's a Sunday at 6:30. Doors opening at 6 o'clock here at the church in Fellowship Hall at 800 Poplar.
All right. And there is a fee.
Yes, it's $10 a ticket. And with that, you get supper, which is spaghetti, bread, salad, and an ice cream bar.
So really, it is a dinner theater.
It is.
Yeah.
Right alongside of the actor.
So, Jessica, are you the producer, the director?
Yeah, it's kind of a collaborative thing. But, yeah, I'm the head of this, and I'm actually in it as well.
Oh.
It's been so much fun. We've got 7-8 characters, and it's just been a ball. These guys are so much fun to work with.
Oh, that's great. Because I know it does take work. So when you have some fun, that makes work kind of just go really well. You want to talk about the actors?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got some here. Like, most of them are here in town, but we actually have a native that's coming back. Mark Underwood from Sioux City is coming back to help us out with this. So we're really excited to have him. Dave Arbach is in it. He is the casting director of the show, Matt Smith, you might know him from the school. He's the director in this show. And then the other actors are Ryan Means and Alan Ladd, Victoria Means, Isla Waldman, and myself.
All right. Now, you've mentioned there's a director, a producer. So this is a theater within a theater.
It is. It's an audition. They're auditioning for this movie. And everyone that is in the dinner theater, so even the people that are just coming to watch, are actually there for auditions.
Oh.
But then 6 of us get called out, and we are up on stage auditioning for the show. The show, or the movie that they're auditioning for, is The Peril of the Prodigal Son. So it's the story of the prodigal son. It's really funny.
That's, you know, people are going, what? They're raising eyebrows. This is a story about the prodigal son, and it's funny.
It is. It is actually very funny. There's a comical aspect in it. Of course, it's a murder mystery, so, you know, you got to guess who done it in this. There will be awards at the end of the night. We'll have a Clueless Award for the person that guesses the farthest from the right answer.
Well, there's fun right to begin with. That's different.
Yeah, so, and that's the audience members. They'll guess at the end of the night. So we'll have a Clueless Award for the person that gets it totally wrong, and then we'll have a Sleuth Award for the person that gets it right on the money.
All right. So you do get the audience involved right from the beginning.
Yes. Yep. They're right there with us, alongside of us.
Okay. Really fun. Have you done this before?
I have not. This is my first dinner theater. I've acted at Red Oak and Clarinda and Shenandoah when I lived in more southwest Iowa. But I've not done dinner theater before, and so it's a new thing for me, and I'm excited about it.
I can tell that, Jessica. It's great. And as you said, everybody's having fun. So now all kinds of other people can get in on the fun. Do they need to buy tickets ahead?
You can buy tickets ahead. You can come drop by the church office and pick up tickets, or give us a call at 243-3156, and we'll get you tickets. Or you can just get tickets at the door.
Okay. But, yeah, plan ahead, and because, you know, because this is kind of unusual, I think it may get some people going, oh, I better go check this out, and it's going to be fun, and I'm going to have something to eat. What more could you ask for?
Exactly. And it's family-friendly, so the kids can come and enjoy, and they'll have a blast.
All right, a good Sunday night family outing, it sounds like. Yeah. Jessica, do you want to talk a bit about, you have several jobs in. Do you want to talk a bit about the youth group at the Methodist Church?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a great youth program here. We have different age levels. We have on Tuesday afternoons, I have my Dynamite Disciples. They are my junior kindergarten through first grade. And we do a lot of stories and character building with them, movies and different crafts and games. And then on Wednesdays, I get my second through fifth graders for Dynamite Disciples. That's after school till 5 o'clock. And we do field trips and different things in the community, along with biblical stories and crafts and games and different things. Then Wednesday afternoon, we have our youth group. And we're just kind of wrapping up the end of this month, and we meet at 6:30 for supper and then go to 8 o'clock. The high school goes to 8:30, actually. And we get together and we talk about different things that are going on in our lives and how we can be better Christians in the world and make a difference, because we truly want to make great disciples of Jesus Christ here at the Methodist Church.
So you mentioned field trips, you mentioned community. So the group does get involved, or several of the groups do get involved outside of the church doing things in the community.
Yeah, the Dynamite Disciple Kids, we like to go to Heritage House and do crafts with them. We've gone to the park a couple of times and helped clean up. We have, let's see, we went to Shelburgs once and did a scavenger hunt and talked about creation. We've had people come in and talk to our group about different things. The fire department was really great. We went and toured that, and we talked about how they help the community and how we can help them. And so the community has been so great with our groups.
It's good to know. It's important. You're building community leaders, I think, as you do all of these activities.
Yeah.
Jessica, you mentioned that you were from further in Southwest Iowa. But tell us a bit about, I know you have a beautiful voice. How important has music been in your life?
Music is, oh my goodness, it's so big in my life. My mom and my aunt and my whole family sing, and I'm originally from Riverton, Iowa, which is way down south, and my mom and my aunt, and we have another lady from Clarinda, we used to have a quartet that got together, and we'd sing at different churches, and I remember singing Jesus Loves Me with mm-hmm. them at different churches, and it's just a huge part of my life. I love music. It's that voice and those words that you can't really speak, but it just needs to come out in some way.
So I obviously still are very involved with music. Now, is there music in this dinner theater?
No, this one's not a musical.
Okay.
We wanted to go more straight play just to get our feet wet and see how it is. But no, we're hoping to build this ministry and have different things throughout the year and upcoming stuff. And my hope is to have a musical at some point.
All right.
So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah. You kind of hope the acting bug bites a lot of people and want to get involved with this.
Yeah.
And really, we haven't had many of those opportunities in Atlantic for a while. There used to be, but you know, other towns have had dinner theaters, have had theater and so on. But as I recall, nothing here in Atlantic for a while. So this is a great opportunity.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited to see it. Theater come to Atlantic, and I know you. I've heard that you guys have had it before, and this will be my fourth year, going into my fourth year here in Atlantic, and I love this town. And I was like, oh, we need some theater here.
Yes.
And there are a lot of talented people in this town, so I'm really hoping this jump starts and we get some theater going.
That's true. People, maybe when they were in high school, maybe when they were in college, you know, that was a really high interest. And then they join the workforce and get their lives going, and it's kind of like, oh, I don't have that opportunity anymore. So so you're giving some folks that opportunity and maybe more in the future.
Yes, hopefully.
Yes. Okay, so Jessica, remind us again about this dinner theater coming up.
All right, Suspect Hollywood on April 26th at 6:30. Tickets are $10. For tickets, you can call 243-3156 or get them at the door here at the Methodist Church at 800 Poplar.
Okay, it's fun. It's called Peril of the Prodigal Son, and the audience is involved.
Yes.
All right. So we want to thank you very much, Jessica Parkinson, for visiting with us from the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Until next time, here's a thought. Seek nourishment and do not starve your body or your life spirit.